Welcome to episode 23 of Influencer Insights. Welcome to Influencer Insights. I'm your host, Julie Solomon, a marketing strategist, brand building expert, speaker, and New York Times bestselling publicist. In this 10-minute training series, I answer your most asked questions and sought after advice about blogging, online branding, and influencer growth with step-by-step strategies you can take action on right away. Now, it seems like every day, whether in person or via a DM, someone is asking me for marketing advice, which is to be expected, right? I have a degree in communications and over 11 years of PR experience. I have been in the influencer marketing space for the last three or so years. And as a blogger, I have been divvying up so much good marketing information since 2015. So, with the online space constantly growing and algorithms changing, brands evolving, it sometimes feels kind of impossible to keep up with it all. I mean, even I feel that way, right? So, I get it. And most importantly, when we get into this kind of flow, we can come across a lot of mistakes that we start making. And I think that this is pretty common. None of us are perfect. None of us are always going to have it figured out. And I don't care if you have 10 years of marketing experience or not. Mistakes are going to happen. But there are five common mistakes that I see often influencers make when it comes to really marketing their businesses online. And they may not be what you actually expect. So without further ado, I want to get into what these five mistakes are today. And some of them may surprise you. Let's dive in. Mistake number one, everyone is always fitting in. From logos to colors, designs to images to our brand and the content that we create, we continue to look at what everyone else is doing for inspiration and for guidance. And then all of a sudden, we all look the same. I have a saying, it's simply you do you. I want to keep the focus on my work and really getting clear on what's important for my growth, what sets me apart, and why I'm unique in this industry, and I want you to do the exact same thing. It is human nature to want to conform, but to be a successful business owner, and to most importantly, be a massive influencer, you must differentiate. You don't want to blend in, otherwise no one's going to see you. My friends, have you ever thought that you have done the hard part? You have started your business and you have taken that leap from belief into really stepping out and claiming a vision for yourself. But you know that if you want to make money doing what you love, you need other support. You need to grow. You need to scale. You need a marketing strategy. You need a lot of this stuff. Now, of course, I talk so much about these things, right? Like how to identify your target audience, where to find them, which marketing channels to focus on so you're really making the most out of your budget. And of course, how to use things like data to set goals. But there's another great podcast that I love out there that also talks about this stuff. And it's called This Is Small Business. This Is Small Business, an original podcast from Amazon, answers so many of these kinds of questions. Whether you're dreaming of starting your business or you're looking to take a part-time side hustle full-time, or maybe you're a few years in and you're ready to scale, This Is Small Business is going to give you the practical tips that you can start using today. And I know that if you love these topics on my podcast, you're going to love them on this one too. Make sure to follow This Is Small Business on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so you don't miss these fantastic episodes. And a big thanks to This Is Small Business for sponsoring the show. My friends, as creators, we work so hard creating our content. So we don't want to leave it up to things like an algorithm to determine how successful our online brands and businesses can be. And that is why I love Kajabi. Kajabi is the ultimate all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs like myself build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. And I know they can help you too. No matter your niche, Kajabi makes it easy to turn your skills, your passions, your experiences into enriching offers like online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, communities, personalized coaching, and so much more. What I love about Kajabi is that not only does it make it super easy to use, but they don't take a cut of your revenue because everything is owned and controlled by you. You don't need a huge audience to make a sustainable income online. I talk about that all the time here on the podcast. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi making six and seven figures without having hundreds of thousands of followers, and you can too.
Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business. Go to kajabi.com/influencer. That's kajabi.com/influencer. Go to kajabi.com/influencer and join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion.
The second mistake is that our About Me sections aren't utilized effectively. How many times do we look at someone's About Me section and we see something so general like, I love fashion and style, or I'm a fashion blogger? Well, that's great, but it's not really telling me anything about you that I probably could have figured out just by looking at your photos. What does that tell me about what you provide? What does that tell me about how you serve your audience? What does that tell me about your purpose or your passion or why it is that you do what you do? What does it tell me about how I can contact you? It's really important to use the About Me section to really bring me in. And I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. Your bio, your About Me section, whether it be on your blog or on your social media feed, is really the door into you as a brand. It is the first thing that I am going to see most likely when I land on your page. So it's really important that it's captivating and it's pulling me in. Mistake number three, you're speaking to everyone. Somewhere along the way, we thought that our social media accounts were a platform for all of us just to scream at, right? Throw spaghetti at the wall, put out all of this stuff, and just scream it at people. But if we stopped trying to talk to everyone, what would happen? So many times I see that we are trying to really just shout it out to the rooftops instead of really focusing down on our ideal audience and who those people are. Your messaging might be falling on deaf ears if you aren't taking the time to think about who your ideal audience is and how you really actually need to serve them. And how would you speak to them if you were face to face with them? A lot of times people get a little confused because they don't know where to take it at this point. And they're like, my engagement's going down, or I can't seem to grow. I don't know what I'm doing. And a lot of times it's because they don't know who they're talking to. Or maybe they do know who they're talking to, but they don't know what to say. So I would really try to sit back and think of it as if you were sitting on an airplane. Talk to your audience the same way that you would talk to the person next to you. Make it as simple as that, and I promise you it will be a lot easier to stop shouting from the rooftops and really start treating your content like a conversation that you actually would have with a person that you just met or with a friend. Because as I always say, if you're talking to everybody, you're talking to nobody. And I also want to mention that if you're really having a problem with this and you want to narrow this down even more, I would love to welcome you to a new 4-part video series I'm going to be launching here in about a month. So make sure to keep your ears peeled on how you can get into that video series. Now, as you can see, I am pretty passionate about these mistakes, and I actually have two more that are really interesting. So if you want to find what the last two are, plus get all of these 5 tips in one beautiful download, you can do that by heading over to juliesolomon.net/II12. Again, you have the 3 that we just went over, and if you want the other 2, download that at juliesolomon.net/II12. All right, that is it for today. Now, as you know, some of our best conversations actually happen after the show. So I want you to find me on Instagram, head on over to our Facebook group at the Influencer Podcast, and let me know your thoughts about today's show. All right, I will see you again, same time, same place next week.